This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 7575. That's promo code 7575 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
It'll be Marion's best ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 46-30. Both teams coming out. Well, Marion's still out on the floor now. Mountain Home's about to come out on the floor. Still getting some last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. Boy, Dietrich Reeves Jr. just came alive in that third quarter. He has 14 points on the night, 11 of those in that third quarter alone. Johnson inbounds it to Makai Boyce, and we are back underway for these last 8 minutes. Boyce dribbling on the right wing. Mounts on once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Forrest. Forrest has his pass to, knocked away, but is able to get back. Now throws to Reeves in the left corner. He puts up another three, and he gets it. My goodness. Dietrich Reeves now 17 points. 49-30, the Patriots leading it. Sorrell takes an inbound pass, gives it back to McGee. Now to Gilbert. Back to McGee. Still back over to Gilbert. Still in the backcourt. They still got to get across the timeline. Back over to McGee. Now finally gets across the timeline to Sorrell. Over to Jones on the right wing. Now to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert has Johnson right there on him. Now Gilbert's going to go down into the lane, going to go in for the running jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert in double figures with 11 points. 49-32, Patriots leading it. As we are almost a minute into this final period, here is Boyce with the ball on the right wing for Marion. Throws up top to Reeves. He's going to try another three there at the top. This one will not go, and Gilbert gets the rebound. Back comes Mounts Home. Gilbert quickly into the front court, dribbling into the lane. Now he's going in for the scoop layup off the glass and in. Wyatt Gilbert with 13 points. It's a 15-point margin now, 49-34. Marion leading it, 6:40 left to play in this game. Here is Boyce throwing it up top to Waterford. Over on the right side to Forrest. Back up to Waterford. Over on the left side to Boyce. He has the ball knocked away from him and stolen by Wyatt Gilbert. That is Marion's seventh turnover of the night. Gilbert back the other way, going in for the layup. His shot is blocked by Waterford. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:22 left to play. McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline underneath the basket. Gets into Jones in the right corner. Jones going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Tabor with the rebound. Throws out to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane. His shot, his fadeaway shot was blocked by Johnson. Johnson comes up with the basketball, and back comes Marion. Here is Boyce into the front court. Throws it over to Waterford. Waterford will give it to Johnson in the paint. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. He'll give it out to Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert's being double-teamed. Now gives it to Jones. Jones gets it across the timeline. He's going down into the lane for the layup off the glass. No good. May have been partially blocked. And Johnson comes up with the rebound. 5:50 left to play in the game. Here is Reeves with the ball in the left corner. He gets it out to Waterford. Waterford's going down into the lane for the layup. It rolls around. Will not go. But Johnson will tip it back up off the glass and in. And B.J. Johnson picks up. He now has 10 points, and Mounts Home is going to take the short timeout. We'll break with 5:40 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mounts Home trailing Marion 51-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
So Mounts Home takes a timeout. They just have one left. Marion with all five of theirs. Right now it is Marion on top, 51-34. And Wyatt Gilbert will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Satch Harris checked in for Dawson Tabor during the timeout. Ball goes into Adam Sorrell. Back to Gilbert. Now to McGee. McGee is going to try to figure out how to get a double team as he gets it to Gilbert. Now across the timeline to Jones. Jones dribbles on the left wing, picks up his drill, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Throws it up top to Sorrell. Now Sorrell dribbles to the left side. Now he gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 15 points. 51-36. Bombers trail by 15 with 5:10 left to play in the game. Here's Boyce dribbling into the paint. Towards the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going down into the lane. Tries to find Forrest. Passes well wide of him. It goes out of bounds. That is Matt Marion's eighth turnover of the night. Comes with 5 minutes left to play in this game. Mounts home, gets the ball back. Marion up 51-36. Gilbert takes inbound pass. Now Marion backs off the press a little bit. Gilbert into the front court. Gives it to McGee. McGee will dribble to the right side. Up top to Gilbert. Has the ball knocked away from him, but McGee is able to keep the possession going from Mount Home. He'll give it to Gilbert. Over to Jones. Jones will drill to the right elbow. Finds Harris in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Satch Harris with his first 3 points of the night. That cuts Marion's lead to a dozen. 51-39 our score with 4:22 left in the game. Here is Boyce into the front court for the Patriots. He'll give it to Waterford. Over on the left side to Reeves. Finds Johnson just outside the paint. Now his pass to Boyce was knocked away. Well, it looked like Mount Tom almost had to steal. Ball goes out of bounds as they just couldn't handle the ball. Good defense there. It will be Marion's basketball on the far sideline with 4:06 left to play in the game. Johnson will inbound it. Gets it into Reeves in the right corner. Now Reeves will dribble into the lane. He's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. He gets the shot and he draws the foul. 4 minutes left to play at this game as Reeves will have an and-one situation. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul. That is the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Dietrich Reeves Jr. at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. Free throw is up. In and out, no good. He has 19 points. Mountain Home gets the rebound. Gilbert gives it to McGee. Into the front court to Jones. Jones has it on the left wing. Now Jones has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Johnson. That is Mountain Home's 16th turnover of the night. Here is Reeves back the other way. He's going up for a running jumper in the lane. Good. Man, I tell you what, he's just been on fire in this second half. He now has 21 points. Here is Gilbert trying to get across the timeline. He finally does to McGee. Over to Jones on the left wing. Now Jones is going to dribble down into the lane. And I think a foul is going to be called well before the layup attempt. The 3:27 left to play in this game. B.J. Johnson picks up his second personal foul. That is the 15th foul against the Patriots here in the second half. 3:27 left to play in the game. Timothy McDonald's going to check in for Marion as he'll replace B.J. Johnson. Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Harris. Harris immediately puts up the three on the left wing. Will not go. And it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to be called on the rebound. It will be Marion's basketball on the possession arrow. 3:23 left to play. Marion gets it back, leading by 16. Boyce takes the inbound pass. Will bring it quickly into the front court. Now dribbles into the lane. Now finds McDonald for the easy layup. Good. Timothy McDonald now has 4 points. 57-39, Patriots lead by 18. Here is Gilbert trying to avoid a double team and does. Gilbert dribbles to the free throw line. It's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 17 points. 57-41, Patriots leading it. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this game. Reeves has the ball on the right side. Throws up top to Boyce. Over to McDonald. Now on the left side it goes to Forrest. Forrest will give it back up top to McDonald. Now Reeves has it. Now down near the corner to Boyce. Boyce will dribble down towards the low block. It's going to go in for the layup. Gilbert is trying to draw a charge, and they wouldn't call it. As the Mekhi Boyce picks up his... Sorry, Mekhi Boyce now has 5 points, excuse me. And Mount Holmes is going to take their final timeout. It is a full timeout. We'll break with 2:26 left to play in the game. It is Marion leading Mount Home 59-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Here's McGee with the ball up top for Mountain Home. They trail by 18, and now the Bombers has just turned. Nope, I thought it was going to be off Mountain Home. They're going to say it's off Marion. Mountain Home inbound with 2:10 left as they trail 59-41. Darius Waterford will check out of the game as he's replaced by Damian Phillips. McGee's inbound pass is knocked away, goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will inbound once again. 2:09 left to play in this game. It is an 18-point Marion lead. McGee looking to inbound it and gets in to Gilbert on the right wing. He's going to immediately put up the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 20 points, 11 of those coming in the final quarter. 59-44, Marion leading it. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this game. Here's McDonald throwing it up top to Boyce. Boyce will drill to the left elbow. Tries to give it to Phillips. Phillips does get it to Reeves on the right corner. Reeves going to drill down into the lane, going up for the layup. Boy, hard to defend against. Dietrich Reeves now with 23 points. 61-44, Marion leading it. A little over a minute and a half left to this game. Here is Jones with the ball up top. He's going to drill down into lane, going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Matt Jones now with 21 points, and he'll have another and-one situation. He's one of one from the free throw line so far. Timothy McDonald picks up his second personal foul. That's the 16th foul against Marion here in the second half. So Matt Jones to try to convert the old-fashioned three. Free throw is up and in. And now Marion's going to bring in a substitution. Actually, a couple of substitutions. D'Antonio Moore, a 6'3 junior, and also Marion Jefferson, a 6'10 sophomore, comes in for Marion. Looks like they're going to bring in some more subs. Here comes Forrest into the front court. Looks like Jefferson's going to wait to come in. They've made him tuck it. Go back to the bench and tuck his shirt in. 1:15 left to play in this game. It is a 14-point Marion lead. And looks like they're going to improve to 2-2 in conference play. Mountain Home's going to drop to 1-3. Ball goes over to Forrest on the right side. Forrest drills up to the top. Now gives to Phillips, who's being double-teamed. Gives it back to Forrest. Forrest will throw it down on the low block, going up for the layup. Ontavius Jefferson. He couldn't get it to go, but drew contact with 53.8 seconds left. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Bombers. So it will be Ontavius Jefferson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He hasn't scored in this game. First free throw in and out, no good. Abe Crawford's going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Adam Sorrell. So now Marion Jefferson is going to come in as he replaces Timothy McDonald. Ontavius Jefferson with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. Misses both, and the rebound's controlled by McGee. He'll give it to Gilbert, who throws it quickly into the front court to Jones. Jones going to go in for the layup. No good. Tries to tip back up. He can't get that to go either. And this time Phillips comes up with a rebound. 43 seconds left to play in the game. Phillips will dribble into the front court. Throws it over to Forrest. Forrest is being double-teamed. Now kicks it over to Darius Jefferson. Now throws a lob pass to Phillips. Phillips is going to loses the handle of the ball and a steal by Mountain Home. That is Marion's ninth turnover of the night. Jones will give it to Gilbert, who's back the other way, going in for the reverse layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 19.9 seconds left. Jaden Forrest picks up his first personal foul. That's the 17th foul against Marion. Two-shot opportunity for Wyatt Gilbert. So far, he's 2 of 2 with 20 points. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot will not go. Offensive rebound for Crawford. He dribbles out to the left wing. Kicks out to Gilbert on the wing. His three-pointer will not go, and this time Marion gets the rebound in 11 seconds, and now they're going to commit the foul. Jaden Forrest will head to the free throw line. No, I'm sorry, that was just a 15 foul. Never mind, 10.2 seconds left to play. Abe Crawford picks up his third personal foul. That's just a 15 foul against Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Forrest, now over to Darius Jefferson. Ball goes across the timeline to Phillips. They're going to just let the last two seconds run off the clock, and that's the way this ball game's going to end. Marion's going to get the 13-point victory. Our final score tonight, Marion defeats Mountain Home 61-48 in this boys matchup. We will check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.